for they cast on every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint. They shall be burnt with hunger, and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, with the poison of serpents of the dust. For behold, I will send serpents, cockatrices among you, which shall not be charmed, and they shall bite you, saith the Lord.
As sheep in the midst of wolves, be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell?
They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. For every kind of beasts, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind, and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone.